Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
As consumers grow ever more concerned about what's on their plates, they're increasingly looking to find expert guidance on where and what to eat. Joining us today is Jared Koch, the founder and CEO of Clean Plates, a guide to restaurants that makes it easy for diners to seek out healthy, delicious meals. I'm Mariana Kotlier, and this is a special session of the Heritage Radio Network. Jared, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Jared, what inspired you to start Clean Plates?
So I was working as a nutritional consultant with clients one-on-one. And what I started to discover was that there were really two things emerging that people really wanted. And one of those was rational advice, you know, not extreme advice. And the second was kind of well-curated recommendations, and because a lot of my clients were in New York City, a lot of those recommendations were in the form of restaurants. And what was happening was that, you know, I would meet with them, give them a couple of restaurants near where they worked or lived, and they would come back 2 weeks later and be like, oh my God, I ate at that restaurant near my office 3 or 4 times. It was amazing. I'm going to eat there all the time. And so they were, you know, literally putting different and better food in their body, even if they didn't 100% understand why. And so I just started to realize, like, you know, like people really need it to be easy for them. And so I started creating this restaurant guide back in the summer of 2009, and we launched it in Manhattan. And now we do it in Brooklyn and L.A. as well. And we have an iPhone app and a searchable database on our restaurant, on our website, sorry.
Very cool. And how do people typically use the service? How does it work?
Sure. So it's free online and on the iPhone app. And then we do have printed guides that you could purchase. They're, you know, all different stores. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, some Whole Foods. And, you know, so basically we kind of cater to a variety of different needs. So if you're looking for, you know, better quality meats, you know, free of hormones and antibiotics, or grass-fed, pasture-raised, you could search by that. If you're looking for, you know, just locally grown organic produce, you could search by that. If you're looking for gluten-free, vegetarian, so kind of whatever your main eating interest is, healthy and sustainable eating, we cover it, and you could search by that. And you could also search by geography and price point. And we also, not only do we research for health and sustainability, but we also send food critics to the restaurants to review for taste as well. And, you know, we think it's incredibly important. We're trying to really break the myth that eating better is some sort of sacrifice. It really isn't. You could, you know, have an incredible relationship to eating, and, you know, really great, amazing tasting foods from amazing chefs, and still eat better for yourself and for the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I'm really passionate about as well. How do you find people typically respond to that idea that they can eat healthy but also really enjoy their food?
I mean, I think once people realize it, they love it. And I think, like, a great response, a lot of times we do a lot of events. And so, you know, I meet a lot of people on an ongoing basis. And what happens is they'll like, open the book and they'll look through it, and they'll start to see, like, restaurants that maybe they're already familiar with but they didn't realize had better quality foods. And so they're always pleasantly surprised, like, oh, wow, there's a lot of great restaurants in here, a lot of great chefs. And I think what's great is just there's more and more of that happening. A lot of the great chefs are really concerned about where they're sourcing from. And it's just, it really isn't an issue anymore. And so I think people are actually very excited when they find out that.
That's great. And what typically goes into your criteria for, allowing restaurants to be, in the Clean Plates guide?
Sure. So we have kind of a multi-phase process. Some of it involves anonymous phone calls, you know, research of the menus, and And then we also created a proprietary survey that we have the restaurant owners and chefs fill out. We also do some anonymous visits. So it's kind of this multi-phase process. And in terms of like specifics, we look at primarily the main thing we focus on is quality of ingredients. Where is the restaurant sourcing from? Are they using, if they serve animal products, are they using animal products that are at a minimum hormone and antibiotic free, preferably pasture raised, grass fed from smaller, local farms? Are they using a lot of locally grown and organic produce? We also look at quality of oils, quality of salts, cooking methods, menu selection. The place could just have organic burgers, but there's not a vegetable on site, and so we look for places that provide a lot of good quality plant-based foods, even if they are serving meats. And then of course taste is incredibly important also.
So you're like the undercover clean plates, healthy, delicious food inspectors.
Yeah, you call it that.
And how do you feel? I mean, so you started this in 2009, so going on, I guess 4 years, maybe a little more. How have you seen sort of the public's priorities in terms of what they're looking you to help them understand from a restaurant perspective? How have you seen that evolve?
I think, people ultimately just want it to be easy. People don't really want to sacrifice. And so, and that's a big part of what our mission is kind of what we'll say is, we ask the questions so you don't have to, or we do the work so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
People want not just in the restaurants, but across the board. I think there's just a movement towards more transparency. People want integrity with the food, and they want transparency. And unfortunately, it's not fully there in our system yet. And so we're trying to kind of at least help that process along and do as much research as possible for people. Because still a lot of people feel uncomfortable asking questions when they're at restaurants. And so people just want to know, and myself included as a consumer, I just want to know if I could go into a restaurant, I don't have to worry. I know I'm getting, good quality food. It's very similar to like using Whole Foods as an example. When you go in there, they have certain standards.
Right.
And so you could kind of let it go and then just like find things that you like.
And how has the response been in the restaurant community? With rating systems, there's always an opportunity for someone to get flustered when they don't meet the criteria. Are you finding that happening often?
No, it's been, interesting. I mean, it's not, a handful of times we've had some people that were upset, some restaurant owners or chefs that were upset. But for the most part, everybody's really excited to be included and very transparent about where they're at. And, nobody's really perfect. It's just the reality. It's very hard for the restaurants to source perfectly. And so, what we do is we try to get a gauge of, what percentages, so maybe 80% of the time their produce is organic or locally grown, or maybe 70% or 90%. So it's been great because not only are they transparent, but they're also incredibly informed. We learn a ton from them about what the challenges are and getting educated on what's realistic. And so, we've built some great relationships. We actually at the beginning of this year came out with a new cookbook, and we had a bunch of different chefs and restaurants contribute recipes. And so I think what's happening is a lot of the restaurants want to be aligned with these values, and so they're happy to participate.
And from their end, what seems to be the most challenging element to kind of fall into line with? Is it, is it locally sourcing? Is it the type of meat that they're using? Is it, whether their food tends to be very caloric or... where do you think restaurants face the biggest challenges?
Sure. So, well, definitely on the sourcing side, some of it's pricing and just kind of consistency from suppliers. If they have something on their menu all the time, sometimes it's challenging from the smaller farms for them to kind of get what they need on a consistent basis and just know that they're going to get that. So that's probably one of their biggest concerns, or two biggest concerns, pricing and consistency. But I think the reality is they just, they're really meeting a consumer demand. More and more people care about this stuff, and so the restaurants know that they really need to provide it.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you do a lot of work, a lot of corporate work as well, with companies that are trying to implement food into their wellness programs. Can you talk a little bit about that and sort of what you're seeing in terms of how companies are starting to think of food and their employees' health?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, a lot of what I do is speaking. So, you know, I'll speak about the book and the philosophy and, you know, kind of how the employees could eat healthier, you know, and show them where their restaurants near where their offices are. You know, I've been asked and I've spoken to different corporations about, you know, sometimes like just like their, you know, their cafeterias and, you know, what are some of the options they could do there. I think the reality is on a broad scale what's happening is, you know, for a long time we've obviously always known that what you eat, you know, has an impact on personal health, and then over the last several years it's becoming more and more aware that it has an impact on the environment and social justice, and, you know, even more recently people are starting to wake up to the fact that it's actually affecting us economically as a country, mm-hmm. with all the healthcare costs, and so a lot of the corporations are being motivated by that, for, you know, for better or worse, mm-hmm. and are starting to really turn to preventative measures and starting to realize that, you know, it's a lot less expensive to get people to you know, eat healthier, eat better food than the long-term problems that exist when you don't. And so I think we're just going to see more and more of that over time.
Yeah, that's great. So there are definitely incentives for our employers to encourage their workers to eat better food.
Yeah.
So how do your readers typically use Clean Plates to decide where they have dinner? I mean, how are they finding out about you and sort of what's the typical experience if
sure.
I was to come to Clean Plates?
I mean, right now where we still, you know, we have the printed guides and the iPhone app and the website database, and we've been transitioning more and more to like a daily email model, mm-hmm. if you will. So it gives us the ability to communicate on a regular basis with our community, and also just, you know, kind of letting them know what we're discovering on a consistent basis. So a lot of people are signing up for the email, which has been great. And, you know, we're basically kind of a combination of providing informative articles and then also just, you know, new restaurants that we're finding, or even sometimes different perks at the different restaurants or recipes from the different chefs. We're really excited about that because, again, it really gives us the ability to communicate on an ongoing basis with people. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, we're just, you know, we have a lot of people are using the iPhone app, which is great. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, simply as a tool of, you know, I'm standing in the middle of the city or in Brooklyn and looking for a place to go near me. Or, you know, same thing with the restaurant guide. The books are really small and compact, so easy to carry. So a lot of people, you know, utilize that. And then we also, on the website, not only can you search for the restaurants, make reservations, but we also just have a ton of, like, informative articles, and we are starting, now that we launched our cookbook, we're starting to do a lot more stuff with recipes and a lot of recipes from the different chefs and restaurants.
Great. So not just eating out, but also cooking at home.
Yeah, we want to be more complete.
Absolutely. Now, you know, what's so interesting is that even as people are kind of starting to become more concerned and health oriented and interested in eating, you know, both locally, organically, and sort of more whole foods, the food trends are also so pervasive, you know, and particularly when it comes to diets and what's healthy, whether it's, you know, should I go on a juice fast or should I be eating gluten-free? I'm sure that as a nutritionist, that's something you encounter all the time. How do you typically navigate some of that confusion or sort of the trends that can derail people from a consistent path of eating healthy?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And that is a big part of what we try to do with the content that we put out, is just try to really kind of give people rational advice that's not extreme and that's not confusing. Just, you know, the reality is, the whole nutrition field is still, relatively speaking, as a human endeavor, pretty new. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're constantly learning, and that's part of the reason why there's a lot of confusion, because we, you know, still don't know a lot. And then there's obviously, you know, mixed motives kind of behind a lot of the studies. But really, kind of my philosophy, which I think and really simplifies things ultimately, is this concept of bioindividuality, mm-hmm. and which really means ultimately that there's not a perfect way to eat for everybody. And, you know, so a simple way to say that is, you know, the foods that are going to be right for my body are different than the foods that are right for your body. And so, you know, it's good and bad.
And how do people discover what those foods should be?
Sure. So that's the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, you have to kind of care and want to pay attention to to how food, different foods are affecting your body over time. And there's things you could do, like elimination diet. So you could experiment with going off something like gluten if you want. There are a lot of diagnostic tests that exist today. There's a field of medicine called functional medicine, which has great options for different diagnostic testing if you want to go that route. It's, you know, tends to be a little expensive, but, you know, there is more and more of that available, so you could, you know, figure out exactly what's going on in your body, and, you know, even testing for different food sensitivities. Ultimately, we need to, as a culture, change our relationship to food. We have a very kind of unhealthy, dysfunctional relationship, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always looking for, you know, the next, like, what's the perfect diet, or what's good, what's bad, instead of really just, you know, kind of trusting our instincts a little bit and just, you know, being rational about it, which, like you said before, in a lot of ways it's simple. It's just like you need to eat real foods, mm-hmm. you know, and just eat more and more real foods. You don't have to be perfect, but, eating a lot of plant-based foods, a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, nuts and seeds, better quality animal foods when you're eating them, you know, eating animal foods responsibly, and then just, you know, eating better quality oils, which is a big topic that's not talked about as much as it should be, and then just eating less and less processed foods, less and less of the chemicals that really the human body hasn't really evolved to deal with so well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great advice, and that's certainly the diet that I try to follow as much as I can. Although I am here at Roberta's and might be eating a pizza later. That's okay.
we do at Clean Place, we have something called the 80-20 rule, which is, you know, 80% of the time around you want to eat really good quality, high nutrient dense foods. And then the other 20% of the time, whether you don't have access or you just want to indulge in some good pizza, then you kind of eat it, you enjoy it, and you move on. And a lot of times the stresses and the guilt and the worry is a lot worse than the actual foods.
Sounds like very practical diet advice. Jared, where can people find Clean Plates and the great restaurants where they can eat healthy food?
Sure. So the best thing to do is go to our website, www.cleanplates.com, subscribe to our free email. That's really the best way to stay in touch with us. And then also you could just, you could download the app, the iPhone app. If you have an iPhone, it's free. Free to search our website, and then the books are available in all different stores and Amazon.
Great. Awesome. Well, Jared Koch, thank you so much for joining us. I had a great time learning more about Clean Plates and your vision of healthy eating. I'm Mariana Kotlier, and this has been a special session of the Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.